So the first suggestion of discussion is how to surrender to Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing six kind of surrender. He says, anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam, rakshayati iti vishwaso, goprutve varnam tatha, atma nikshepa kalpanye, saravidha saranagati. There are six kind of saranagati. That is, anukulena sankalpa. Whatever is favorable to Krishna and to execute Krishna consciousness, we must accept that immediately. And in order to stress this saranagati, in a second word, he is saying just opposite. Anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam. Pratikulena varjanam means that is not favorable, pratikul, to Krishna consciousness, to execute Krishna consciousness, to render service to Krishna, devotees. Whatever is pratikul, whatever is not conducive for spiritual life and spiritual subject matter, we must give up that immediately. So this in itself is very, very high level of surrender to Krishna. Just imagine, husband and wife, if wife gives up everything that husband doesn't like, and wife accepts everything or does everything that husband likes, just imagine how elevated that couple will become. Just imagine the opposite. If wife does exactly opposite what husband wants, and opposite to that, wife does not accepts everything that husband doesn't like and rejects everything that husband likes. The same thing with husband. Husband doesn't do what wife likes and does what wife doesn't like. What kind of surrender it is on both parts. So surrendering to Krishna means we must accept everything that he likes immediately without waiting for seconds. And we should reject everything that he does not like immediately. So this is called surrender. Anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjana. And then third saranagati Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes is raksa iti vishwaso, to have full confidence, full faith that Krishna will protect me under all circumstances. And this is Krishna's promise also to his devotees. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Hey Arjuna, boldly declare that my devotees, they never perish. Krishna says to Uddhava that tadartham bibharmiham. He says, ta man manaska. He says about inhabitants of Vrindavan. He is talking to Uddhava in Mathura, in Brahmargit, songs of Bumblebee. He says, ta man manaska mad gata prana madarthe tyakta dehika mayeva daitam prestam madarthe tyakta loka dharma tadartham bibharmi aham. Meaning that they have given up, gopis and rajavasis, they have given up lok dharma and our relatives and anything and everything for me. And they are always, always conscious of me, or their mind and intelligence is absorbed around the clock without succession into me. For these kind of devotees, I protect them. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. He is the lover of his pure and alert devotees. This is his greatest dharma. He is ఓవర్ కంపాషనెట్ కృపాలు, కంపాషనెట్ కృపాలు. రసిక్ శేఖర్ కృష్ణ పరమ కరుణ, హిస్ కరుణ, హిస్ కృపా కరుణ, మర్సిఫుల్ నేచర్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ శరణాగతి. రక్షయతి ఇతి విశ్వాసో దట్ కృష్ణ విల్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ మీ అండర్ ఆల్ అండ్ ఎనీ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్. దిస్ ఇస్ శరణాగతి. సో రక్షయతి ఇతి విశ్వాసో గోపృత్వే వర్ణం తథా దట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ మై గార్డియన్ ప్రొవైడర్. హీ విల్ ప్రొవైడ్ మీ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. గోపృత్వ He is a provider. He will provide me. He is providing to rakshasas. He is providing to animals in jungle. Definitely he will provide to his devotees. So to have a strong faith that Krishna, he will provide. So that is Gopurutve Varanam Tatha. And last one is Atmanikshepa. Not last one, but least. Atmanikshepa. Atmanikshepa means consigning everything that belongs to us. Atmanivedan. That is a very good example everybody knows is Bali Maharaj. He gave everything to Krishna, including himself. He gave the kingdom of the whole universe, not just earth planet, to Vamanadev, who is Krishna. And in turn, what Krishna did? Krishna became so indebted, became so obliged, that he became Bali Maharaj's security guard. Such is the attitude of Krishna towards his devotees who totally surrender to him. Even gopis were totally surrendered, everything. Manas, Deha, Geho, Yokichu, More, Arpilu, Tuyapade, Nanda, Kishur. Anything and everything that gopis had, gopis consigned that to Krishna. So Krishna, he protects, he gives himself to his devotees. So gopis, he told gopis that, Na parayeham niravadya sanyujam. స్వసాధు కృత్యం విభుదా ఆయుసామపిం వా యామా భజన్ దుర్జర గ్రేహ శృంఖల సంవృత్య సాధున. హి సేస్ న పారేహం, ఐ కెన్ నాట్ రీపే యువర్ డెట్ టు మీ. యూ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ మీ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సో కృష్ణ హీ గాట్ డిఫీటెడ్ ఫార్ ఎటర్నిటీ అండ్ హీ బికమ్ sold out to gopis. Krishna remained indebted to gopis for eternally. He could never repay the debt of the gopis. Why? Because gopis did Atmanivedan. They consigned everything to Krishna. And so Lord Ramchandra, he told Hanuman that even if I try to repay you for your love and devotion to me, I can never do that. So this is Saranagati, Atma Nikshepa, Kalpaniya. Kalpaniya means utmost humility. Humility means that I am spirit soul and my only duty is to serve Krishna and nothing else. This is the utmost humility. So to offer that to Krishna is Saranagati. So one of these Saranagati, if not all, is good enough to surrender to Krishna. So this is called surrender and how to surrender to Krishna. That Anukulena Sankalpa, Pratikulena Varjanam, Rakshaititi Vishwaso, Gopruti Varnam Tatha, Atmanikshepa and Kalpani, Sadavida Saranagati. So let's go to the next question. Create the community or develop the relationship and improving the relationship or missed devotee. So we have to find a common interest, common figure, for common thing between all the members of the society. And after fixing that common interest, we have to go for it. We have to, everybody has to harmoniously work towards that common goal. So we have that common goal, that is Krishna and Krishna consciousness and Srila Prabhupada and our Guru. So we have this common goal for all the members of the society. And that's why we have so many wrong things going in midst of us, but still we are together. It may not be to the topmost degree, but we are still together. Now, question is how to create a nice community. So for that, you need four things plus one. First and foremost thing you need is money. Second, you need is land. Third, you need is management. And fourth, you need is manpower. So all these four should be in place. One less will not work. And there has management means a leader, a strong leader like Prabhupada and many existing. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada disciples are also very nice, strong leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can also choose one in midst of you, or you can rotate, you can have a committee, you can have so many different concepts of having a good management, but it has to be very good management. Even if there is one single good leader in whom everybody trusts, love, have full faith, and that will make the community very bright. The leader should be transparent. His life should be open book. He should gain love, trust, and cooperation of everybody. He should not artificially love, but genuinely love everybody in the community. And we should learn to accept the leader also, because by his management, everything will flourish, Krishna consciousness. And that's why in old days, a Krishna conscious king was on throne, not rogue. Good manager. Venu was rogue, kind of king. Of course, Brahmana put him, but he was like a rogue. And Mother Earth became so much disturbed that she held back all resources. But when those same Brahmanas put Prithu Maharaj on throne and Mother Earth started giving everything, all resources, diamonds and gold and fruits and flowers and grains and whatnot. This is what is lacking in most part nowadays in our ISKCON society, a good local leader whom everybody can love, trust, and cooperate. And also we need manpower and we need land. So all these four things will make community flourish. And then we have to also work amongst ourselves in such a way that we love, trust, and cooperate with one another. Especially loving exchanges between devotees is very important. So loving exchanges are six, that is relationship improvement. So these loving exchanges are six. Rupa Goswami is stating Dadati, Pradigunati, Guhima, Khyati, Prachati, Bhungte, Bhujayate, Chaiva, Sadavidhi, Priti, Lakshanam. That one devotee shares his love with other devotee through these six loving exchanges. So this is a science, community, spirit, and how to make it work, and this is whole science. So we can pause here and read so many management books that is within ISKCON, and to try to create nice, loving community here in Bosnia. It will be very nice. And maybe, I don't know, I'm new to today's first hour here. Maybe there is one, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But question is also, I'm saying. And if there is no leader that you think of, then all of you should have a general meeting. It is called general meeting. And then discuss what you want to do, how you want to do, who can do, where is money, where is land, where is manpower, where is management, how we can manage, who can manage, how we can, you can come together and create infrastructure locally also. It's not difficult because we have common Krishna, common Prabhupada, common ISKCON, common interest, Krishna conscious interest. So everybody will come together. Okay, we'll pause here, go to the next one. Balance between material fear and bad, material world is bad, and spiritual life, and we try to become paranoid, and become a little paranoid to material world and so on and so forth. So Prabhupada says that we have to catch fish without getting wet. So what that means is that, yes, he says that we have to do best of the bad bargain. Apanna samsritim ghoram yatnam vivasho grunat tato sadhya vimucheta yat bibeti svayam bhayam. That somehow or other I have fallen into this whirlpool of material existence where birth, death, old age and disease are prominent. But if I take up chanting the holy name and spiritual life, then that will give me immediate liberation. So yes, material world is bad. You cannot say it is good because it is a jaya. And in a kingdom, you cannot say jail is good. This is a jail of a spiritual world, where birth, death, old age and disease, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya, and adidevik, adibhautik, adiatmik, klesh, and mental and intellectual sickness is most prominent. So it is bad. Who can say this material world is good? Even the materialist will say that it is bad. If he thinks material world is good, then why he tried to suicide, or why he tried to drink so much, or smoke so much, or so many other bad things that he thinks it is bad, but still does. So it is a fact. It is not paranoid, or we are coping out, or it's good, material world is good. It's not good. But you are right. We should do best use of bad bargain. That is balance. So now, apanna, I'm already fallen into the material world. Apanna, samsritim goram, this gore, ghastly, is samsriti, means birth, death, old age, samsara, material world. Apanna, I'm fallen into it. Now what to do? I'm fallen, but let me do the best. So that best is not to rock boat and create havoc for us and for others. We have to smoothly pass this lifetime, balancing both, not rocking the boat, but keep balancing. We'll come to that balancing point. Now balancing means if husband is not Krishna conscious, boss is not Krishna conscious, colleagues are not Krishna conscious, or around us people are not Krishna conscious, then we have to come to their level, relate to them nicely at their level, thinking ourselves something in different spiritual dimension, But just to go along with the flow of material world, we should keep adjusting ourselves, not to, oh, you demon, you, I don't like, not to rock a boat like that. Just smoothly do best use of a bad bargain. Balancing means we have to come to their level and relate to them without breaking our most important rules. We can go along with them. We have to become practical. And many times we have seen in Prabhupada's case and many places that sometimes I even give example. For example, there was a lady in Delhi, and she always would call me, my husband is feeding me onion and garlics, and on Ekadasi he is giving me grains and force and this and that, what to do, I don't know, I don't like him, this, blah, blah. So then I used to advise her that you should chant Hare Krishna when he is not around. Your bedroom is by yourself. He goes to work, and if he gives you grains on Ekadasi, eat. If he makes you, force you to eat onion, garlic, then eat. But not to rock a boat and tell him you are a demon, and I hear I am gone, and you are gone, and no family, and you know this and that. And no, you eat onion and garlic. You eat grains on Ekadasi. So she was taking my advice, and then 1.5 years later, she brought her husband to me where I was living in Vrindavan, right across the street, Kesav Kunj. That time I was living there. She brought him there, and I preached to him, and he converted totally into Krishna consciousness, and he became very exalted devotee now. He is serving very, very nicely in a Punjabi bar. So we have to do best of a bad bargain, and we have to kind of keep balancing. And if you are most lucky, then last part of your life, Krishna will arrange everything in such a way that only Krishna will remain with you, and you go back to home, back to God. So Krishna approved for you to go back to home, back to God. Okay, let's go to the next one. How we can be equal to, impartial to all living being, human beings. So we have to first understand that there is one common father to all living entity, that is Krishna. And Krishna resides in the heart of all living beings. So those devotees of the Lord who have trained themselves to see Krishna everywhere can see everybody on equal level, the spirit soul, super soul within that body. It's a matter of training ourselves. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gravihasine sunichaiva sapakecha panditaha samadarshina. That a samdarsh, equipoise pandit, he sees everything, within everything, the soul and super soul, with the brahman, dog, elephant, vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane, Gavi, cow, Hastine, Sunicha, Swapak, Chandal, dog eater. In everybody, Chandal and Brahman, big difference. But he sees them both equal. How? He sees Krishna, the super soul within them. So we have to train ourselves to see this way. Of course, this is the high class, first class devotees. Second class devotee, Madhyam Adhikari, and third class devotee, Kanishta Adhikari. And this is Uttam Adhikari. Uttam Adhikari sees Krishna everywhere. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that sthavar jangam na dekhe tar murti sarvatra sphurayate nija ist sphurti, that he does not see moving or non-moving bodies. He sees within the bodies his Ishtadev, Radha Krishna. He sees Radha Shyam Sundar within them. He sees Krishna within all beings. And that is how he becomes Samdarsh, if he points to everyone. So such Uttam Adhikari devotees, they don't discriminate between good person, bad person, a Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Sikh, Isai, or this, or black, or white, or long, or east, or west, or for him, everything, everywhere, he sees his east, Radha Krishna. So this is impartial, and to see everything equally, all living beings. So this is how one sees in a pure vision. It is called Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Rudayesu Vilokayanti Yam Syama Sundir Achinta Guna Swarupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That his eyes are ointed, smeared by the love of Krishna. And with that ointed eyes, he sees Krishna everywhere, in everything, and that's how he sees everything equal. He is equipoised. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kaankshati sama sarvesh bhuteshu mada bhakti labhate param. Pure devotees, they practice pure unalloyed devotional service to Krishna, and because of that, the eyes smeared by love of Krishna, because of this pure bhakti, sama sarvesu bhuteshu, he is equipoised to all living entities. He sees them equally and he practices pure and alloyed devotion to Krishna. So if you want to have equal vision and impartial partiality, then you have to rise yourself to the pure devotees platform, Uttam Adhikari, where there is no discrimination of any kind. You become humble like Jesus Christ, and you become humble like Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya's remedy, Trunada Pisunichena, Taroreva Sarishnana, Amanina Manudena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is the pure stage. So, in order to see equally and impartially, one has to rise to the Uttam Adhikari, top pure devotee status. So, anybody have any question, comment?
I have one question. Since we are progressing to that state, we are far away from that state of being pure devotee, yes. But until we come there, until we become pure devotees, we still have to have some relationship with others. So where is that point? Where is that balance? Where we have we must look at others in some way. So what is the proper way to look at others, different entities, until we don't come to that?
So we have to constantly keep trying for that that higher stage, and that means we should train ourselves to see people without any discrimination, extend them our love, our appreciation, in terms of prasad, in terms of holy name, in terms of books, become compassionate. And we can keep training ourselves until we come to that state. By chanting your heart, Cheta Darpan Marjanam, your heart will get cleansed. And when your heart is devoid of all dirty things, then it will emanate, it will emit that pure love to everybody and anybody without any discrimination. So we have to constantly practice. We have to put practice.
So thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.